Welcome to one of six public hearings on the proposed RMP amendment, Highlands Affordable Housing. These public hearings have been noticed on the council website and printed in the council's newspapers of record. My name is James Humphreys. I am the Director of Planning Science and GIS with the Highlands Council. Here with me today is Mary Jude Haddock-Weiler, Planning Manager, and Carl Richko, Chairperson of the Highlands Council. In today's hearing, we will hear comments from interested members of the public on the draft amendment. Please be sure to sign in at the table where copies of the proposed amendments and a summary memo are also available. If you would like to speak, please raise your hand and wait to be called on. When you speak, please state your name, affiliated organization, and address for the record. We do encourage all speakers to leave a copy of their remarks with council staff and to limit your comments to 3 minutes. Comments may also be submitted to comments@highlands.nj.gov. Please be aware that this hearing is for comments on these documents only. It is not a forum for comments on the Highlands Act, DEP regulations, or specific property questions. If you do make a comment on something other than the document, your comments will be categorized as unresponsive and will not be addressed further. This is purely a listening session for us. We will not be responding to comments at this time. At the end of the six public hearings, we will generate a public comment response document which will inform any changes we may then wish to make to the original document. Is there anyone present that would like to make a comment?
Hello.
Yes.
Hi, my name is Benjamin Yaskolka. I'm here on behalf of the Musconetcong Watershed Association.
That's okay, we have the address.
I'd like to make a couple of comments for seeking clarification. One of which is on section 3 of the document. Concerning critical habitat, concerning the change from 1,000 feet to 300 meters, and our organization would like to seek clarification on why the Highlands Council has chosen to do this.
Thank you.
One other clarification, and I just gotta remind myself, was on the Highlands open water buffer and the language behind the exemption of the previously disturbed water buffers, and seeking clarification on why the Highlands Council has that in the document. And the third comment is seeking clarification on the Highland Council's role in build-out plans and fair use documents going forward. Thank you.
Thank you. We will address those comments in the comment response document. Seeing no other commenters, we'll pause the recording at this time. It is 5:27. Nobody is here, so we're closing the meeting.